speak to the active members of their church.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, and the views of our callers. We welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line Dr. Davidson Lohr, and I've talked to Dr. Lohr a number of times about a sermon he gave back in September of last year addressing an organization known as Project for the New American Century, made up of men like Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, Jeb Bush, and others who in 1997 and 1998 were planning on a war with Iraq, having nothing to do with weapons of mass destruction or the terrorist threat. It was that we were going to take out Saddam Hussein because we wanted to establish an international regime, certainly an international order under American control that would benefit our principles and our prosperity. Dr. Lohr, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me all right?
I can. You're coming through just fine.
All right, good.
All right, well, of course, since we've talked now, of course, the war has been launched, and certainly our first job is to be faithful to the boys and to support them, but we still have to be concerned about this agenda because, first of all, the American people have not been told about the agenda. And, of course, they don't know that this is just the first in a series of wars that are planned in the Middle East. And certainly we haven't even really finished the war in Afghanistan. We've gone to war with Iran, with Iraq. But we know very well that these people are planning on other wars over there. Don't you think the American people should be told, or they should tell the people what they really are about instead of playing on their emotions and deceiving them as they have?
I do, but you know, I've been thinking about this, Stan, and I think that one of the most optimistic things I'm seeing, and this is hard for me to believe I'm saying, is that never in my life do I remember hearing both stories out on the table this early in the war, both the official story, kind of the cartoon picture, but also the real story. You know, the one that you and I have been talking about, Peter Jennings has had on primetime television. It's being discussed in major newspapers. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution has run the story. People all over the world are talking about it. So it's a little surreal, but it's almost like having the Pentagon Papers published before the Vietnam War started.
Well, the fact there was an article in the Wall Street Journal just this last Friday that certainly went into that and went into the Project for the New American Century. And I think it's really amazing to find out that this is being discussed as widely as it is.
It is. And I guess I have faith that if it's discussed enough, people will begin to get the picture that there are two stories and that one of them really makes much more coherent sense of all the facts than the official one does.
All right. Well, I certainly agree with you. And I wonder how many of our listeners out there really know about the Project for the New American Century and this incredible, incredible plan for not one war, but a series of wars. And we're going to talk more about this with Dr. Lohr when we get back. Right now, we need to get our boys through this war, but we need to try to stop more wars from occurring. We'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. Davidson Lohr. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Dr. Davidson Lohr, and we're talking about something called the Project for the New American Century. Now, Dr. Lohr is a Universalist, a Unitarian minister in Austin, Texas, and perhaps on theology we would disagree on many, many issues. but I think we share a common concern for the American people, for their freedom, and of course, we share a concern for the people of the Middle East who are tragically today ensnared in this terrible situation over there with violence, and you know, war is a terrible, terrible thing. And of course, we now are being told that many of the Iraqi soldiers are pretending to be civilians, and you know, and then of course trapping Americans. The Iraqi military is pretending to surrender, and then using that as a cover to kill Americans. And of course, when this happens, the military commanders are going to have to strike back and simply ignore efforts to surrender and start killing Iraqis, whether they want to surrender or not, because war is hell. War is cruelty. War is brutality. And I don't think most Americans really understand the lessons of the Civil War and of the First World War and the Second World War, where terrible things are done. But when you're a soldier in battle, you do what you have to do to survive, and you're a military commander. Of course, there's no substitute for victory. And if you have to kill civilians, you kill them. You don't want to, but you have to protect your own people. That is the essence of what war is. I think, you know, this is why I didn't want the war. It's here. We have to support our boys. And the most merciful thing now is to get through this war just as quickly as we possibly can, with as little loss of life. And as long as the military commanders are allowed to do their job and do what they're supposed to do, and that is allowed to win the war, then I think we should simply let them pursue this and get the war over with as little loss of life as possible. But there's no way to fight a gentlemanly war, and there's no way to fight a war without a lot of innocent people on both sides getting killed.
Well, and during the last century, the percentage of casualties from war that are civilians has increased steadily. It's over 90% now. So most of the people that will be killed in wars are going to be innocent civilians over there. It's very tragic.
All right, fine. Well, of course, now, what can the average individual do? My attitude is we certainly have to do everything we can to, you know, to support our boys and to encourage the military commanders to be allowed to do what they should do. And that is simply to get this war over as quickly as possible. I don't think that demonstrations of the streets is going to accomplish anything other than perhaps to undermine the position of our servicemen. What are your thoughts?
I don't know on that one. I agree with you that we have to support our soldiers. We've set up a
bulletin. We'll be back in just a moment here. All right, fine. Well, Dr. Davidson Laura is with us, and we were just talking. My feeling is that, I mean, some of the people out demonstrating in the streets really want to see America lose. I mean, these are people that really, of course, the same old people we've seen in all demonstrations throughout the years. And it's not that they necessarily are against war. They're against America and everything we stand for. Then there are other good, idealistic people who really would like to, you know, are against war just on philosophical basis. But unfortunately, we don't want to lose this war like we lost the war in Vietnam and have it prolonged unnecessarily, because, of course, our men weren't allowed to do and our leaders weren't allowed to do what they should have done and ended that war within 6 months or a year instead of letting it drag on for 10 years with a terrible loss of life. And although we lost 58,000 men, people have forgotten the South Vietnamese lost 1 million people. And the North Vietnamese lost 2 million people. We never talk about that. Isn't that strange here in America? We never talk about the loss of civilian life. And, of course, some of them were soldiers. But a devastating loss of life over there as we prolong that war for 10 useless years.
Well, I agree. I was in that war. And one of the disturbing things for me, and I had friends killed in the war, too, one of the disturbing things for me is that as we look back on the Vietnam War now, I think we would have to say that many of our understandings going into the war were false, that it really was a civil war. If we'd been smarter, we would have backed Ho Chi Minh instead of driving him into the communists. And if we look at the war, the domino theory that seems not to have been true, that we were all taught in the Army, if we look back at the war now, it's hard to figure out what justification there was for 58,000 deaths on our side and 3 million over there. That's my fear in this new war, though hopefully it'll be nothing like that scale. But when the discussions go on afterward and we decide, as I think we will decide, that this was not a justified war, then how do we justify the deaths?
Well, I think that it's for our listener out there who is skeptical about what Dr. Laura is saying, and of course he and I would disagree on Ho Chi Minh and his background, but we would agree that the Vietnam War was fought for far different reasons than the American people were ever allowed to believe, and I don't think it was ever fought to defeat communism, and sometime we can perhaps tell you why it was really taught, because of course I've had the opportunity to read what the major architects of the war said among themselves. But of course, they can never let the American people know that. But I think for our listeners, they really need to take advantage of the miracle of the Internet and go to, Dr. Lohr's website. Would you like to give that website where they can get your analysis of this little group of conspirators? And I think they're conspirators, or they may have a website that may be up there. But until now, until the blood is beginning to flow, you know, on the sands of Iraq, most Americans have never heard of the project for the new American century, which included Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, Jeb Bush, Gary Bauer, and many of the people in the war cabinet today, back in 1998, were planning this war. And of course, they didn't talk about weapons of mass destruction. They didn't talk about any of the things other than we'd need another Pearl Harbor if we were going to pursue their goal. And their ultimate goal is American troops stationed throughout the world on a rotating basis, like the cavalry on the old American frontier.
That's right. It sounds like bad movie dialogue, but it really is the plan for the domination of the world. And I think that Americans do need to see this. And oddly, surprisingly, the information isn't hidden. You can go on their website and download it. And to find it, you can go to our website, which is www.austinuu.org. And when you go there, go to the sermon archives and look for the sermon called Oil, Arrogance, and War. You can download that, and on the first or second page of it, I go into some detail about this group and give their very long website address. You can go there and download this 80-page report and read it yourself. I think every American should read it. You really don't have to read between the lines much at all. It's a chilling report that is simply the ambition for America to dominate the world economically and militarily. And I would agree with you, Stan, that these are the reasons that we're in Iraq. These are the reasons it was planned in 1997 and also in some of the papers in 1991 that some of these folks were writing.
And of course, for our listener, if you want to go directly to their website, you want to get Dr. Lohr's analysis of this, Oil, Arrogance, and War, that's www.austinuu.org. But you can go directly to their website as well. And that would be the website is newamericancentury.org. And you'll see the letters that they were writing to the president in 1998, signed by Cheney and Wolfowitz and Rumsfeld. Now, at that time, Bill Clinton was the president. And they were, of course, writing to him and saying, we've got to go in and take out Saddam Hussein. We've got to take down Iraq. They were writing the same letters, things in their report in the year 2000, September of 2000, where they said we're never going to be able to have the transformation of our military unless there is, what was that terminology they used?
A catastrophic and catalyzing event.
Like
a new Pearl Harbor.
Like a new Pearl Harbor. They were planning a year before the September 11th attack in the year 2001 for a new Pearl Harbor. We're not going to be able to accomplish unless there is a catastrophic and catalyzing event. A catalyst is something you put in a chemical reaction to make it occur. And, of course, a year later, just a year after they put out their report, of course, we had that catastrophic and catalyzing event. And Dick Cheney, of course, was the man who said, we never had any idea anything like this could happen in America. You go back and read what Dick Cheney was saying. And you go back and read what he was saying on the days after the September 11th attack. And remember, he was planning on this war back in 1997. In fact, he was planning on it in 1991 when he was the Secretary of Defense, wasn't he?
That's right. And the September 2000 paper says in its early pages that they're trying to flesh out the defense plan that Cheney had really sketched back in 1991.
And isn't it amazing that Dick Cheney then would, after he left being Secretary of Defense, would go to work not as an employee of Halliburton, but as the CEO of Halliburton, a company which incidentally had rebuilt Iraqi's oil fields after the first Gulf War You know, when Saddam turned over those 12,000 pages of his report to the International Committee under Hans Blix, why, of course, the first thing, the Americans got it, and they just took out 9,000 pages before it was released to the public. And one reason they took it out was because it talked about how Halliburton Oil, Dick Cheney's organization, rebuilt, of course, the oil fields, and then it named all the American corporations, and yes, the Russian and the German and the French corporations, and even the Chinese corporations that have helped Saddam Hussein ever since the Gulf War, in violation of all the rules and regulations applied by the United Nations. But that was all censored, so the American people were not to know that. After all, people might ask what this is about, and now we're already making plans to rebuild Iraq after we destroy it, and who has been asked to bid but Halliburton?
That's right.
Dick Cheney's corporation. Where are the American people, good people out there, I mean people who love America, and the emotion I see from the people who support the war? I just asked them to think about it. We've got to get through the war. We've got to get our boys out with as little loss of life as possible. But if this was part of a long-range plan and they've been lying to the American people, should these people be held responsible?
Absolutely.
I think that they should be, and not the military commanders. I'm not even sure that President Bush knows what's going on, but certainly the people who surround him know exactly what's going on, and they're manipulating him. And you read the articles in the paper, and they will tell you that Dick Cheney really is telling George Bush exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm. There was a thing on television last Thursday night about that group coming here to Austin in, I believe, 1999 to sell then Governor Bush on this war plan before he ran for president. So the story is really coming out everywhere. And I think one of the problems that Americans have, and it's human nature, is that this is such a big lie, it's hard to believe it. It's hard to believe that the government would actually take part in a lie this big and a cover-up this massive. I don't think any of us want to believe that. But everything I've read and everything I understand says that that's exactly what's been going on.
Well, I don't know. Did you see by any chance the interview between Ted Koppel and William Kristol, who is the chairman of the Project for the New American Century Group?
Oh, I didn't. That's frightening.
Well, I'll tell you what, for any of our listeners, you can go to ABC Transcripts and go to ABC Nightline on the Internet, and you can actually get a copy of that a transcript. I think it's $13 or $14. They'll send it to you by email. And, of course, you know, when William Kristol was asked about North Korea, you know, and about their threat, he said, well, we're not going to let them be a bomb-making factory. And he was, in essence, saying, well, we're going to go to war or certainly bring military pressure on North Korea. Then they asked him about Iran and Saudi Arabia. And he said, we're going to change the government there. Oh, it may take 20 years. We hope we can do it peacefully.
That's right.
How would you like to be in Iran or Saudi Arabia today and know that the largest country in the world was planning on changing your government, whether you wanted to or not? I don't like either one of those governments. But people have forgotten that we brought the Iranian government to power back in 1979 when we intentionally toppled the Shah. And we've supported the Saudi Arabian corrupt regime there for, you know, over 50 years.
Well, and it stuns me to hear people like Kristol say these things out loud, apparently not thinking that the governments of Iran, Iraq, North Korea, and all the rest of the world are going to figure out that we're talking about taking over the world and that there might be some repercussions. For one thing, the citizens of the countries of the world could simply decide to stop buying American.
And, of course, the implications of this, I believe, are really frightening. I think the American people have to know. You can get all the documentation. You can get the transcript of the Kristol interview with Ted Koppel. It's on the 5th of March on Nightline. You can certainly get their material off of their webpage, which, of course, is www.newamericansensory.com. This is why you need a computer. You need to get this information. You need to help us get the truth out across America. Because they're talking about now renewing the draft. Those boys, reservists and National Guardsmen, many of them think they're going to be home in a few months. They're not going to. They're going to keep 100,000 to 200,000 troops over there permanently, and they will acknowledge this. They just don't want the American people to know that.
They are. They're really being much colder now. As though they can take...
Right back here.
Anglo-American establishment that gives you the documentation for Professor Quigley's allegation that there was a secret society created in England that ultimately came to dominate England and ultimately came to dominate the United States of America. The Anglo-American establishment will give you the books that you can read, written by men who were actually involved in the original secret society. Professor Quigley opens his book saying that most people have heard of the Rhodes Scholarships, and most people, a few people, have actually heard that Cecil Rhodes wrote a confession of faith, which was attached to his first five rules, talking about the formation of a secret society. But what almost no one in America realizes today is that that secret society was actually formed and still exists to this very day. The Anglo-American Establishment by Professor Quigley, both of his mentors, one of the most important books you'll ever read, and available by call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
This is Radio Health Journalist Bill Sardi. Hey, a lot of smart supplement users like to check out the facts before they purchase an herbal product. So go to www.lifespannnutrition.com and read all about Alamex, the new odorless, 100% pure Allicin garlic extract imported from Great Britain. You'll find Alamex is equivalent to 15 cloves of fresh, crushed garlic. Check it out at www.lifespannnutrition.com or call 866-405-4000 to learn more about this breakthrough in garlic technology called Alamex. Call 1-866-405-4000 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, this is the time when I certainly want to mention to you, in times like this, you need a guaranteed supply of fresh water. Certainly, Tom Ridge has said, you know, have a supply of water and food on hand. Well, tragically, most people don't have supplies of either one. Let me tell you about the Big Berkey water filter. It's the ultimate water filter. It's the most economical filter you can buy. The ceramic filters can be cleaned up to 100 times or more. It's convenient, sets up in minutes, it's powerful. The Big Berkey removes pathogens such as E. coli, cholera, and cryptosporidium. It reduces chlorine, herbicides, pesticides, foul taste, and odors. It's so powerful it can even filter raw, untreated water from lakes and rivers. It's elegant. It's high-polished stainless steel. Will complement your finest decor. And, of course, it's the flexible. You can move it any place you want to. It's the ultimate in water filters. Ordinarily, these are $279, but you can get them from Radio Liberty for $239. And of course, we will offer you, if you buy it to us, either one of the videos or one of the four tapes that we produced. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we want also to mention that there is a Berkey Light filter. Now, the Big Berkey is not available in California or Iowa. The Berkey Light is built along exactly the same lines. It's available in all the states other than Iowa. And of course, it's clear, so you can actually see the water level. It has a different filter. It's a much more efficient filter. In fact, it's the finest filter there is, but they only last for about 2 years, although they'll do a tremendous job filtering about 25 gallons a day for over a two-year period. And unless you're in an emergency situation, why, of course, that's going to last you for much longer than the 2 years. If you'd like to know about the Berkey Light or the Big Berkey, now the Berkey Light's $199, and we make the same offer. You get either a video or a four-tape set. Give us a call at 1-800-5-448-927. That's 1-800-5 HIV warm, and ask about the Big Berkey water filters, either the regular or the light. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest on the line today is Dr. Davidson Lohr. And Dr. Lohr is a Unitarian Universalist minister, and as they say, probably we would disagree on some theological questions, but, you know, both the right and the left are concerned. The people who are conservative, who love America, are concerned about what's happening, and it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican, liberal or conservative. Really, I think everybody should be concerned about what's happening, because I fear that the war, of course, will be used to cover the coming economic collapse in this country, to justify ever more control over our lives. And, of course, we're already seeing all sorts of new laws being suggested here in the United States. Oh, we're going to have terrorist attacks. Well, we're actually encouraging terrorist attacks by inflaming the passions of the Muslims throughout the entire world. And I think we should really be concerned about that. Don't you, Dr. Lohr?
I agree, absolutely. we are fanning the flames. There's another dimension of this. I was just reading some things on it today. I think in any crime, one of the first rules is to follow the money. And some of the money trails are coming out and becoming clear. You mentioned Halliburton profiting, and Halliburton is profiting again. But there are a couple other smaller companies that I read today that are profiting that are very interesting. One is a company Forbes magazine said is one of the big money winners, one of the early big winners in the Iraq deal, and that's a company called ChoicePoint. They were the company that some say were paid to erase 57,000 names from the Florida voter rolls. Another company called Sybase, S-Y-B-A-S-E, has started selling software to make the databases ordered by the Patriot Act accessible to companies like ChoicePoint. You've probably never heard of Sybase. It was a company that was founded by Marvin Bush, the president's brother. And one last one, which is kind of small and kind of silly, except that the coincidence makes it relevant, and that's about duct tape. About half of the duct tape in America is made by a company called Manco Incorporated, which gave $125,000 to the Bush campaigns in 2000 and 2002. They now report a doubling and tripling of sales. Little facts like this are starting to leak out that are part, I think, of a much, much bigger picture, and that's the rewarding of major campaign contributors with immense profits.
All right, fine. Well, we've got Eric calling from Irvine. Is this Eric from Irvine?
This is Eric from Irvine. Oh,
okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment, Eric?
I have both, actually. I was listening to you earlier on the same show, and I remembered you mentioned that maybe the president's not really privy to what most of the people that created that New Century website was, you know, all about.
And new American Century, but
right, right. Well, I think that the president is probably privy to that, only because most of those people were, you know, part of his secret society, you know, the Skull and Bones and stuff. But what do you think about that?
Well, I don't know that, that Rumsfeld or Cheney or any of the others on that list that I know were part of Skull and Bones. Now, most of the people, 12 of the original 25 signers, did come from the Council on Foreign Relations, which is the American extension of another secret society. That was a secret society created by Cecil Rhodes. That's all covered in Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And there is an interlock between Skull and Bones and CFR, but I really can't say that any of the people on this list came from the Skull and Bones.
But do you think that the president's privy to this, or no?
Only God knows the answer. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm reminded of a quotation from the days of Watergate, from Nixon's Watergate. I think it was Walter Lippmann when he was asked, it was one of them, who was asked whether he thought Nixon was responsible, and his reply was that he was either responsible or irresponsible. And I think that fits here.
All right, fine. Anything else, Eric?
Well, yeah, I just want to say you're doing a fantastic job, Dr. Stan, and have a good day. God
bless.
All right,
thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
And let's go to Bart calling from Carmel. And this is a highly charged emotional issue, and I know people feel so strongly on both sides. And the important thing is the safety of our boys. And then, of course, realizing that behind everything that goes on today are those dark spiritual forces which have motivated all the wars of the 20th century. Bart, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have two quick points, and thank you both. I have two quick points that informational items that need to be known by you and your listeners. The first item you may already be familiar with, but the listeners should be aware of this. Last week, they made much ado in Congress about honoring and supporting our troops. And that same night, when they thought nobody was looking, they voted to eliminate $20 billion from the Veterans Affairs budget. Just let that be known. The facts speak for themselves. It's just unbelievable, but it is true. The second item, and I'm looking for confirmation on this because it could be very important. You may have noticed last week that it was reported on CNN that Washington was upset with Russia. Soviet Union.
So we're going to have to interrupt you. Just hang on. We'll be back in just a moment.
The
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened in Oklahoma City, what really happened with TWA 800 and the went down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR or the Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. Well, this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that will give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention a couple of other things. If you do not have a good supply of food and other products that you might need, if there really were an emergency in America, you know, Tom Ridge says you ought to have a 3-day supply on hand. Everybody should have a food supply because, of course, you know, if we go to Code Red, you can't get out of your home. Well, they're really talking about martial law in America. And one of the things that frightens me, the prospect that these anti-war demonstrations may very well be used to provoke a military dictatorship in America. People said that couldn't happen. Well, that's because they haven't really heard the testimony by Congressman Gonzalez, chairman of the House Banking Committee, and we have him on tape. You can either hear him in our 4-tape set on concentration camps or see him talking in something called The Amazing Clips, and you'll hear him talking about there is a plan. And he's talking now in the early 90s. There is a plan. In case of a terrorist attack on America, to arrest American citizens and put them into detention camps. You need to get that. You need to understand everything going on as part of a long-range plan. Well, you know, if you do not have a food supply on hand, let me simply mention that you can get the Ready Reserve food catalog. We'll be glad to send that to you. And it has not only all the dehydrated and other foods that you might need in case there is really an emergency or a beginning of problem with distribution in this country, and it has all the other items that you'd need for a crisis situation. So if you'd like to get a free catalog, you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and you ask for the Ready Reserve food catalog. We'll send you one free of charge, and then if you want to get some items, you fax it back to us, and we get it to the Ready Reserve food people. They'll get it to you. We've used their products for years. We think they're an excellent organization. We look forward to hearing from you if you'd like to get a free catalog. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Dr. Davidson. Lore, and of course he's from the Universalist Unitarian Church there in Austin, Texas. And we've still got Bart on the line. And Bart, go ahead. And your remark about, you know, of course, they cut $20 billion from the Veterans Administration funds. Well, somebody's got to be able to, it's got to cost us $100 to build back, $100 billion to build back all the things we destroy over there. And we've already put out contracts for Halliburton and Bechtel and all these other, Fluor, all the major corporations to bid on. You know, where's the money going to come from if we don't take it from the veterans? Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Dr. Stan. I am so angry about that. It's unbelievable. The second point I wanted to make really quickly was this. It was announced on CNN last week that the American government was upset with Russia. And the excuse they used, I believe it had something to do with providing Iraq with fiber optic cables or something along those lines. But the information I heard was, you may recall, everybody understands the invasion of Stalingrad when Nazi Germany entered the Soviet Union and eventually moved into Stalingrad, the most horrendous inner city battle between two fully armed armies in history. And where the Soviet Union essentially lured them in, offered very little resistance, got them in there, and proceeded to engage in one of history's most brutal, bloody battles ever. Well, my understanding is this, and maybe you can help verify this for me, that the reason the American government is upset with Russia now is because since 1995, they have been training the Iraqi special forces for a Stalingrad-style defense of Baghdad. And that is what I have heard, and I'd like to get that verified if I could. Thank you, and I'll take my answer on the air.
All right. I really haven't heard that at all. Have you heard anything about that,
Doctor? I haven't either. That's a shocking thing.
I wouldn't be at all surprised,
but no,
I just couldn't verify it.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah, I couldn't verify it either.
And I really think what I have heard, of course, it was our good friends, the Chinese communists, who put in the fiber optic cables all across Iraq so that we couldn't intercept their communications. This was in violation of UN restrictions, but then the Russians have been supplying all sorts of military supplies to Saddam Hussein. But you also must understand that even all during the oil embargo, Saddam was shipping, smuggling oil, I shouldn't say smuggling, they were doing it openly, to Jordan and to Turkey, and our government knew it. Turkey and Jordan were our allies, and all we had to do was say to them, stop, you know, letting him sell that oil to you so we can get the money to buy the weapons, you know, but we didn't do that. Why didn't we do that? Why did we allow him to complete? And this is why the people in Iraq, at least according to the book we carry, called See No Evil by Robert Baer, and everybody out there needs to read this book. Mr. Baer was a senior CIA operative in northern Iraq in 1995. He says the Iraqis all believe that the United States kept Saddam in power, and some Iraqis believe he's on the CIA payroll. Now, I'm not suggesting that's true at all. I'm suggesting that this is the perception the Iraqis have, because they couldn't understand why we did so many things to help Saddam all the time we knew he was such a brutal and evil and wicked individual.
Well, and why the first President Bush, as late as, I believe, July 1990, was blocking any moves to censure Saddam. You know, until he invaded Kuwait on August 2nd, we were backing Saddam all the way.
And, you know, that is one of the most amazing things. After he used his poison gas on the Iraqis, after he used poison gas on the Iranians, we continued to back him. Why would we do something to such a brutal and evil, totally corrupt administration?
You know, one answer is the one that's now coming out, which is that we have wanted a military presence and a permanent military presence and a foothold in the Persian Gulf for a very long time. Now we're taking it by force, but maybe we were wishing to get it with a little less force 12 years ago.
Well, you know, Dr. Lohr, to most of our listeners, that sounds like just the most absurd sort of statement. And if I hadn't read it on their website, and you, if you're out there in the listening audience, you can go to newamericancentury.org. That's www.newamericancentury.org, and read their Rebuilding America's Defenses treatise. It's up there. Or better still, go to Dr. Lohr's website, and that is austinuu.org, www.austinuu.org. Pull down Dr. Lohr's treatise on this, and then, of course, pull down the Rebuilding American Defenses, and make sure he's telling the truth, and he is, of course. I wouldn't have him on. I was very impressed by his analysis of their report. You need to read that, and then you need to ask yourself, could this really be going on? And if it is, gee, why didn't Barbara Walters tell me about it?
That's right. You know, and If I 3 years ago said the kinds of things I'm saying and you're saying, I would have thought I was paranoid.
You're only paranoid when you imagine people against you.
That's right, and it is shocking, and it's a story I don't want to believe, and I can't find any way not to believe it. I think it is a deception of the First Order going on, that too many facts are coming out, and as you've said, some of the arrogance is that they're coming out on the website of the people who are planning it, absolutely boldly. They're not hiding it.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people out there who say, I'm not going to look at that website because I don't want to find out this is true.
I don't blame them. That's what denial's about.
And, you know, I remember one time I had a woman who called and she was incensed because of a guest I put on or something that was said. And I said, I'll send you a free video. I'll pay for the video. I'll pay for the postage. You give me your name and address. And she started to give it. And then she said, no. She said, I don't want to see your video where this man is saying what you say he's saying, because I want to believe what I believe.
That's right.
Well, I don't think we can afford that luxury anymore, ladies and gentlemen. You need to find out if what we're saying is true. And I cover this in my newsletters, and you certainly want to get Dr. Lohr's treatise on this. And then if it's true, help us get the truth out. Because, of course, if it is true, Iraq is just the first of the dominoes that they intend to knock over. And with that, of course, will come the bankruptcy of the American nation, necessity of reinstalling the draft here in the United States, and the progressive loss of our freedom. That's my concern.
Mine too.
All right. Well, what do you think we can do at this stage, other than you've been very generous in coming onto our programs on a number of occasions talking about this? What can we do to get people at least to look at the facts and find out? Certainly, right now the major thing is to get the war over as quickly as we can with as little loss as possible. But at the same time, we have to speak out about these other issues, because there will be other wars after this one if we do not.
Absolutely. And I can tell you as a minister that these are pressures that are hard on ministers and churches. We, like almost all churches, we have members who are in that war right now. And what we've done, and I think it's what we need to do nationally, we have a bulletin board up in our social hall where we have the photographs of our soldiers, and we're wishing them well. And we have a huge poster on that board where everyone can write hopes and wishes and well wishes for them. And it's, we want to support the soldiers. At the same time, we want to continue the dialogue and look into what looks to be massive deception that really can topple the American way of life and any hopes of democracy. We have to run in both channels at once.
All right, fine. Well, I certainly could agree with that, and I think it's so vitally important. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience and you disagree, well, we'd love to have you call in, and certainly nobody here is saying that Saddam Hussein is not an evil and wicked tyrant. Which he is. Of course, the question is, why did we support him for so long, even after he had used the poison gas on the Iranians and on the Kurds? And, of course, nobody wants to talk about that.
That's right. He was our evil and wicked tyrant for a long time.
Right. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, you know, I did a radio program this weekend. And, we didn't even talk about this because I could just see the emotion that that people had. But listening to some of the call-in programs and just the, the vicious attack, there was a liberal minister locally who, of course, opposed the war. And just the insults that were hurled at him for saying that he was against the war. Now, maybe what he should have said was that the first and most important thing is to get the war over with and to support our troops and certainly not continue demonstrating, which could actually hurt the war effort. We don't want a replay of what we saw in Vietnam. But we also have to educate people, and somebody's got to have the courage to speak out. So let's go to Dave, who's calling. Dave, where are you calling from?
Peoria, Illinois.
Okay, a question. Have you called before? I don't recall.
Yeah, a number of times over the past couple of years.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. My question is, is that newamericancentury.org?
newamericancentury.org, right.
Okay. Well, I've heard you talk about this before, but I've got no computer at home, but I'm going to go to the library tomorrow.
Now, you want to get it now. Of course, we actually have the whole thing, and you can get it from our ministry, but if you can get it, it'll be cheaper. You get it from your library than off the computer yourself. If you can't get it off your computer yourself, you can call us 1-800-544-8927, and we'll set it at a minimal charge. But we want you to have it, and we want you to get it. We want you to get it to others.
Well, my basic question is in a nutshell, could you please just, in a real concise nutshell, give the gist of this plan you're talking about?
Well, why don't you give it, Dr. Lohr, because you're the expert on it.
Sure, and let me try to give it to you in a persuasive way, because some very bright people are persuaded of this. Here's the argument, that after 1989, with the fall of communism, we became the lone superpower in the world. And what these people, the neocons or whatever you want to call them, what these people then said, and some of this is clearly true, was that there is no single power in the world that can oppose us now. That's true. And then what they said was, therefore, we now have a unique chance and a moral responsibility, and they believe it this strongly, and a moral responsibility to dominate the world, to rewrite the rules of economic exchange under the threat or presence of our military forces. And to do this, we need, and they go into quite graphic detail, that we need to be able to fight and win multiple major theater wars at the same time, that we need to make sure that Europe can't arise again as a contender, that Asia can't arise again, that we need permanent military forces pretty much everywhere. It's again, the kind of plot you would see in a movie, but their moral argument is that we are cowards if we don't take over the world now that we have the might to do it. In other words, the philosophy behind it is that they believe that might does make right, and we have it, and we should take over the world. And some of their argument is, look, the world's going to run by some rules. Now that we have all the weapons, why don't we make them all run by our rules? I think that's the gist of the argument that they're doing. They go into many details about the military plans and all the rest of it, but I think that's the gist of their reasoning.
And I would say that's an excellent summary. And, of course, what they call for is a new international order. And one phrase that they have is that the American troops, on a rotational basis throughout the world, should become like the cavalry on the old American frontier.
It's an amazing phrase. Another amazing phrase came from William Crystal in one of his interviews, and I forget who was interviewing him, when he was asked how he would describe the nature of the world government when this is over. And his phrase was, a benevolent hegemony.
I think that that's what it's about, the new world order under American domination. Now, but what you have to put it into a larger picture right now, of course, you have a dialectic. You have Europe and Russia on one side back in the United Nations. The Americans are going on their own saying, we're going to do it. I believe this is all part of the spiritual battle. And out of the dialectic, out of the thesis and the antithesis will come a new synthesis. Okay, Dave?
One more question. This obviously sounds pretty sinister. And did not sound good to me. But my last question is, if they were to succeed at this, what would that mean for the average American?
I think that's a great question. In my view, this is about money more than it's about power. And I think if you look at what's happened to the American economy, and I mean the disempowerment of workers, of unions, the gutting of retirement funds, of pensions and benefits and the rest, you look at what has happened to the American economy. Then you look at what happened to the Mexican economy shortly after NAFTA went through. The media didn't cover the collapse of the Mexican economy very well. This is almost like an invasion of the body snatchers. This seems to be draining economy after economy of money and the disempowerment of their workers to benefit the very wealthy corporations and the very powerful people. And that can only be done under the presence of immense force, because free people simply won't keep working harder for less to benefit fewer and fewer people.
The other thing is, Dave, I believe that there's a spiritual component, and I believe that between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. They have a plan, but God has a plan in this whole thing, too, okay?
Yeah, scary stuff, guys. Keep it up.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Stan. Stan, where are you calling from?
Tennessee.
Okay, good to have you with us. Question or comment?
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with you people. I believe that we've lost our country, that America has become nothing more than a proxy for the international Zionist conspiracy to rule the world.
If you want to know how it's going to be, after
they take over, it's going to be like it was in Russia when they took over in Russia, and you're going to, Christianity will be something of the past, and you'll be in one of their gulags.
All right. Well, I would disagree with
you. I know you would. I'm sure you would.
It's not a Zionist conspiracy, but thank you.
You don't mind talking about the Muslims, but you sure stand up for the Israelis.
No. I just don't think it is a Zionist conspiracy. There's Zionists out there. But, of course, there's a massive satanic conspiracy that is using all of these various forces.
Well, you know, the Zionists are the Antichrist, Dr. Stan. They believe Jesus is in hell, buried in excrement, that his mother was a prostitute.
Okay, well,
why you defend them, I do not know.
Well, you show me the documentation on that. Okay,
read the Talmud sometime.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Roger in Allentown. Roger?
Yeah, thanks. Did either of you gents catch the McLaughlin Group yesterday?
No.
Well, you would have liked it. Now, that show is one of the very few of any of the big three networks where you have even, you know, occasional small concessions to the truth on that one show only. And you would have liked it because they, you know, they had the full gamut, or almost full, I should say. You had the predictable ultra-liberal Eleanor Clift and
We're just about out of time. What's the point?
The populist conservative Pat Buchanan and the predictable deadly neocons, not quite including McLaughlin himself. But the terrific part of this was they rattled off that Teddy Roosevelt quote about supporting the president, and they all agreed to a person that you can oppose the war and should before, during, and after the war without undermining the troops at all, and that's the only place where you ever heard anything like that much truth on that one topic. And And, of course, you'll never hear that on any of these establishment talk shows.
All right. Thank you so much, Roger. And we're just about out of time. Dr. Lord, what are your thoughts for our listeners this afternoon? What should the average person do? And where is God in this whole scenario that you're describing?
That's great. You know, there are a lot of old lines that preachers use when they get questions like that. And one of the lines is, you know, why isn't God fixing this? Why isn't God solving all this? And the preacher answer to it is that God's given us all the information and all the power that we need, and he's waiting for us to act.
All right. Now, that's a good one. We're just about out of time. Thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure having you with us.
It's good to be with you, Stan.
Bye-bye and goodbye. God bless you.
God bless you.
Our 14th set on the JFK assassination includes an interview with Lee Harvey Oswald. Of course, it's not an interview that I did, but it is an interview, and you'll actually hear Lee Harvey Oswald talking before the time of the assassination. A two-hour interview with Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who was the liaison between the Pentagon and the CIA at the time of the assassination of the American president. And then, of course, my overall analysis of the reasons why President Kennedy was assassinated. There's so much information that has not been put out. And if you listen to this four-tape set, you will begin to understand that there are forces at work behind the scenes which have been able to confuse the American people about the reality of the murder of an American president. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, that's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for the JFK assassination tapes.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I just want to tell you about a couple of the other things we have. We have certainly the Phonopoly set, and Phonopoly is a game. It's a board game played like Monopoly, but it's designed to teach children how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. It's of course, it's really designed to overcome the deliberate dumbing down of our children through an educational system that was designed to teach children how not to read and designed to dumb them down because the people working behind the scenes knew we would be coming to a time like this. And when people can read and think and they know history and they know the history of the past wars, you would have a hard time getting them into other wars, and they would not be manipulated by the propaganda that's put out. So they've dumbed down our children. If you'd like to get a Phonopoly set, it's basically five board games and two bonus games and two books that we throw in. Most of these programs are $300, $400, $600, $1,000. This is $139.95. And, of course, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask about Phonopoly. And then, of course, we also carry something called the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. It's on 21 or 22 CDs, and it gives you an education for your children from grammar school, from the first grade to high school graduation. And many of the children who get through this, at least Dr. Robinson's two children, went directly into the third year of college. They were so far ahead of their contemporaries. A wonderful means of educating your children at home. All the textbooks are there, except for the Saxon textbooks, which you're going to have to buy, and you can get them from Dr. Robinson at 20% off. We recommend the Robinson Homeschool Curriculum. There are 50,000 in use out across America, an excellent means of training your children and getting them out of government schools, because government schools are worth every cent they cost, and they'll destroy your children. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I have to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we hope that many of you out there will decide that you're going to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's really what we're totally dependent upon. And yes, of course, we sell some products, but are primarily dependent upon the people who believe in what we're doing, who do support us. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number, 1-800-5 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And, of course, if you join the Radio Liberty family, well, you'll get our four best tapes of the month. You'll get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us do what we do 5 hours every day as we reach out across America on radio, on Internet, on satellite, certainly on 2 hours on shortwave, and many of you across America are listening there on shortwave. And, of course, what we need, of course, to get on a radio station, so our weekend program is actually heard on 35 stations. Now, I wish we were on 600 stations like Rush Limbaugh, but, of course, we have to buy the time on those stations, and we hope one day we will be on 600 stations if there are enough people out there who will pitch in and support us. If you'd like to get a free copy of our newsletter to see what it's like, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and we'll send you a copy of the letter. And, of course, we hope that many of you will want to go to our website, which is radioliberty.com. And there, of course, you can listen to our live programs. You can listen to our archive programs, and there are probably 4 to 6 weeks of archive programs up there. You can certainly pull down our newsletter. Our newsletter is free, available up there, and you're welcome to copy it and to distribute it and get this out across America to help people understand what's really going on, the information they're not going to get elsewhere. And so, again, the website is www.radioliberty.com. Now, we depend upon those of you in the listening audience to tell others about our radio programs. We depend upon you to tell them about our website because, of course, we're not funded by the Great Tax Exempt Foundations of the government, and we don't have a massive budget for postage, and so word of mouth is the most effective thing we have to offer. And a lot of people don't want to hear the truth. A lot of people are in their comfort zone. And tragically, so many people have simply been brainwashed by what they see on television and what they hear on radio and what they read in the newspapers. And so we hope that many of you will just try to reach others and don't try to tell them everything. Just try to ask them questions. Try to get them to go to this Project for the New American Century website and ask them, is it possible that this all was planned long ahead of time and we're not being told the truth as to what it's about? All of these questions, of course, need to be answered, and you can help us to get that truth out. Again, their website is www.newamericancentury.org. My website, and we comment on their website, is radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. But you can, of course, help to reach other people one at a time, and they may even not want to hear what you have to say. But, of course, it may well be that they will hear what you have to say, and then they'll hear what somebody else has to say, and somebody else again. And if the third or fourth time they hear it, they may begin to say, is it possible that the media in America is not telling us the truth, that there's a concerted effort to conceal the truth from the American people? Because if that indeed is true, then no man's life or family or property are safe. Well, this indeed is exactly what's going on today, and this is why we ask you to tell others and try to get them to be concerned, try to get them to join us in this epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any nation conceived under God can long endure. And so this is the time we ask you to pray for our boys in Vietnam, certainly in Iraq. We ask you to pray for their families and for the civilians there. But please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
want to board sheep?
I think that buzz is probably...
All right, how did it come through? All right, fine. Thank you. The voices were balanced. Everything sounds pretty good. Okay, fine. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hi, how did it come through? Is the theme music a little weak at the end? All right, fine. Well, we won't read it out. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Interesting. A lot of parts for somebody who's read another book before.
Hi, how did it come through? Okay, fine.